This is a Fox News alert. A split verdict. I'm Lee Silasera. The head of the far-right group, the Oath Keepers, is convicted for his role in the Capitol riot, but some of his co-defendants were acquitted.
The head of the Oath Keepers group, Stuart Rhodes, and co-defendant Kelly Meggs were convicted of seditious conspiracy for their participation in the January 6th Capitol riot. But three other group members, Kenneth Harrelson, Jessica Watkins, and Thomas Caldwell, were all acquitted on that charge. While all were found guilty of obstruction of Congress, Meggs and Watkins were convicted of conspiracy to obstruct. During trial, prosecutors highlighted text messages showing Rhodes had wanted then-President Trump to invoke the Insurrection Act, but had told members he was prepared for a civil war or rebellion in either case to stop the transfer of presidential power. A seditious conspiracy conviction carries a maximum sentence of 20 years in prison. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
25 million people in parts of the South on high alert as forecasters warn of a potential for strong storms that could produce tornadoes.
We do see tornado watch now in place from Louisiana stretching up into Mississippi. Flash flooding, damaging winds, large hail, all likely with this system. And it's a large area. There is a bit of a bullseye there, but we are taking you all the way from the Gulf Coast stretching up into central Indiana, areas where you could see some of that severe weather. But really, the bullseye is largely across Mississippi, stretching just a little bit back into Louisiana and then up into Alabama.
Fox meteorologist Adam Klotz. The Senate voting this afternoon on legislation to protect same-sex and interracial marriages, putting Congress one step closer to passing the measure. The House still needs to take it up. A new study finds the gun death rate last year hit its highest mark in nearly three decades, and the rate among women has been growing faster than that of men. The study published by the journal JAMA Network Open. Wall Street, the Dow up 3 points, the NASDAQ off 65, the S&P lost 6. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
Some 40 million Americans had their private health information stolen or exposed each year, according to a new study.
Your medical history in the hands of hackers. Close to 50 million people had their medical data ripped off from 2010 to 2014. In the first 5 years, the data was collected, and that number quadrupled over the next 5 years, according to a USA Today analysis of Health and Human Services data. And it gets even worse as privacy breaches grew on the heels of the COVID-19 pandemic. The USA Today analysis also found hacking accounts for about half of all security breaches. One-third are caused by employee errors such as lost computers or accidental disclosures. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Georgia has broken early voting records, and it's still a week out from the Senate runoff.
Things have been busy here in the Peach State at this polling location here in DeKalb County. So far, more than 468,000 people have cast their ballots during the early voting period here in Georgia. More than 300,000 of those ballots were cast on Monday alone, shattering the previous record for single day early voting vote turnout, which was set in 2018. Polling locations have been busy. The turnout we've seen so far have led to considerable waits at some polling sites where people are waiting anywhere between 1 to 2 hours to vote.
Fox's Charles Watson. Regulators in Ireland have slapped Facebook parent company Meta with a $265 million fine for breaching strict European Union data privacy rules. The Data Protection Commissioner says Meta infringed on sections of the EU rules that cover technical and other measures aimed at protecting user data. Meta says data was scraped from Facebook and dumped online using tools designed to help people find their friends, though through phone numbers using search and contact import features. At the World Cup in Qatar, the U.S. national team advances, beating Iran this afternoon. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.